and welcome to Talking Sports with TK. I am Tommy Chrysan. Glad to be here. Glad to have you there. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Please share it with all of your friends. This episode, an LSU baseball update. That's right, we'll talk Tigers baseball, brought to you by Tremonti's Meat and Seafood, where they still got live crawfish, boiled crawfish, lunch specials, and Woodford Reserve store pick Meatman 2022 whiskey. Special deal on that. Walk into Tremonti's Meat and Seafood on Jefferson Highway in Baton Rouge. All right, on this LSU baseball update, we'll recap last week. Tigers get swept by Ole Miss. Do pick up a Tuesday night win. We'll tell you about that. Get you ready, set for an important series against the Vanderbilt Commodores up in Nashville, Thursday, Friday, Saturday series. And we'll talk postseason. Will the Tigers be in the NCAA tournament? Might they host? We'll take a look at all of that good stuff. And as we always do on your LSU baseball update, we'll have key players, key numbers, and key stats for you. Don't forget to connect with Tremonti's Meat and Seafood on Facebook and Instagram. Keep up with all the good stuff they got going there. Let's hear a message from our host, Anchor, and then we'll be back with your LSU baseball update. I am Tommy Chrysan, and you are listening to Talking Sports with TK. Stay tuned.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
LSU baseball update, again brought to you by Tremonti's Meat and Seafood in Baton Rouge, Tremonti's.com. It's the LSU Tigers on the road for the final regular season weekend series against the Vanderbilt Commodores. LSU is ranked as high as number 20, Vanderbilt as high as number 11. As we always say, there's too many polls in baseball. We'll worry about that on another day. LSU overall is 34-18. They are 14-13 in league play. Vanderbilt is 35-16 overall, also, like LSU, 14-13 in league play. It's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday series in Nashville. Thursday night, 7 o'clock. Friday night, 6 o'clock. Saturday, 1 o'clock. Hawkins Field in Nashville, Tennessee. All three games will be streamed live on the SEC Network Plus. Thursday night's game, again, 7 o'clock Thursday, televised live on ESPN2. Saturday's game, which is 1 p.m., will be live on the SEC Network major platform. So that's what you got for LSU-Vanderbilt final weekend series. Tigers will go from Nashville down to Hoover and get ready for the SEC tournament, which begins next week. And we'll talk to you about why that's happening, some rosters things, some players, how many can they use, etc. We'll get into all of that. Now, here's about the LSU series record with Vanderbilt. LSU has a 58-47 series edge over Vanderbilt. And Thursday, tonight's game, will mark the 106th meeting between the schools in a series that began in 1954. Vanderbilt has won 8 of the past 9 regular season series between the schools, including a 3-game sweep in Baton Rouge last year. However, LSU has a 6-2 all-time mark against Vanderbilt in SEC tournament games, but these are not tournament games. This week's series marks LSU's first appearance in Nashville since 2018. They've lost 4 straight SEC series in Nashville. The last time they won a series in Nashville was 2005. Here's a quote from Tiger head man Jay Johnson. We want to get to the top, and that's where Vanderbilt's program is now. As I've said before, the only way it is through it so far, our guys have responded to most of the challenges we've faced. I know we're looking forward to this weekend. Vanderbilt is a tough team. They have a ton of speed and athleticism. Enrique Bradfield is one of the best players in college baseball, and Spencer Jones has had a really good year. They have a really good pitching staff with all their pieces in order. If you want to get to Omaha, you have to play and be successful against this caliber of team. We're looking forward to the challenge, unquote. Vanderbilt does like to steal bases. They like to run. That'll be a challenge for LSU. Perhaps Alex Milazzo back in the lineup. He's the best throwing catcher LSU has, no question. Now let's go back to last week. LSU dropped the SEC series to Ole Miss, got swept, but they have still won 3 of their 4 past four league series. And then on Tuesday night, they dominated Northwestern State 19-7, a seven-inning contest. LSU begins Week 10 in SEC action against Nashville. Week 10, the final regular season. LSU, which as I mentioned is 14-13 in the SEC, is in fourth place in the Western Division. And if the season ended today, the Tigers would be either a 5, 6, or 7 seed in the SEC tournament, pending the tiebreakers. There's a long list of tiebreakers. The final seeds and pairings for the SEC tournament will be announced after the regular season concludes on Saturday. LSU this year is 7-3 in one-run games, including 5-2 mark in SEC one-run games. Here's some key players. Infielder Cade Doty leads the SEC in doubles with 18. Outfielder Dylan Cruz, number 2 in the SEC in triple, number 3 in total bases, number 3 in RBI, number 5 in homers, 5 in runs, 6 in hits. Infielder Jacob Berry, who pinch hit the other night and walked after missing several games with a broken finger on his throwing hand, is among the leaders in many categories as well, as is first baseman Trey Morgan. Outfielder Gavin Dugas is number 2 in the conference and hit by pitch with 14 hit by pitches. LSU's near the top of the SEC in several offensive categories, and they've been hit by a pitch 107 times through 52 games of the regular season. LSU tied an NCAA single game record for hit by pitches Tuesday night when they were hit on 10 occasions versus Northwestern State. That tied a record with Furman University. The Tigers are number 2 in the nation and number 1 in the SEC in batters hit by pitches. Hey, get hit by a pitch, that's a base runner. That's 90 feet. Hey, lots of teams will take it. On the pitching end, sophomore right-hander Ty Floyd had an excellent relief outing in game 1 against Ole Miss, and looks like they'll count on him this weekend. Sophomore right-hander Blake Money recorded 8 strikeouts and 4 2/3 in 2 relief appearances last week. The LSU pitching staff near the top of the SEC in a number of categories. Vanderbilt has won national championships in 2014 and 2019, runner-ups in 2015-2021. They're number 4 in the SEC with a .288 team batting average, and they've got 63 home runs and a league-high 83 stolen bases. 83 stolen bases in 92 attempts. They will challenge the LSU catchers. We'll see if Alex Milazzo can get back in there. Vanderbilt hitting and pitching. Enrique Bradfield, who we mentioned, Spencer Jones, Dominic Keegan. Those guys lead the Commodores at the plate. Veteran left-hander David Futrell is number 2 in the SEC with a .252 ERA. Left-hander Carter Holton is number 2 in the league with strikeouts. So pitching matchups were not announced. I'm going to guess it's Mikel Hilliard for LSU Thursday night. We'll get the lineups posted about an hour, maybe 90 minutes before game time tonight, and we'll take a look at all of that. Now, postseason. LSU was in good shape going into the Ole Miss series last weekend. RPI and possible being a regional host. Getting swept did not help at all. Tumbled the Tigers down to 37 in the RPI. Now, on the road against Vanderbilt, who's number 2 and 3 in the RPI, if the Tigers could take 2 out of 3, if they could somehow sweep, they could get back in the picture to host. But if they win one game or get swept, well, let's back that up. If they win one game, they should be in the NCAA tournament, and then maybe have some luck in Hoover. That tournament begins next Tuesday. If they get swept and they get played out Tuesday in the one-and-done bracket in Hoover, there's a slight chance LSU does not make the postseason. I know that might shock some LSU fans, but there's a chance because that would mean they lost their last 7 SEC games. Now, they did well a couple of weekends before that, but that committee, we'll just have to wait and see. So, therefore, the Tigers have to take care of business this weekend, get at least 1 win, maybe get 2, and maybe, you know, catch lightning in a bottle and get all 3 against Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt's playing a little better than they did early in the year. The base running and the left-handed pitching of Vanderbilt, that's going to be 2 challenges for this LSU baseball team. Now, the Tigers can only dress 27 players for the tournament, for the series against Vanderbilt and a tournament in Hoover. Had 40 guys on the roster. There was some tough meetings and decisions last week, some guys that aren't going to be returning to LSU. We don't have all the names. We'll be able to figure that out this weekend and into next week. You can only dress out and play 27 players, that roster, for the Vanderbilt series and the Hoover tournament. So there could be a couple of extra guys with the team, but only 27 could enter the game in one way or the other. So the postseason, we kind of got to wait and see on that. Every game's important. Some scoreboard watching. It'll depend on what happens with some other teams and some other conferences. All right, that's going to do it for this week's LSU baseball update. Might have it a little earlier for you next week with the SEC tournament. Just connect with me on social media, Tommy Krysan, KRYSAN, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. You'll always get a link to any and all of the podcasts that we do. Rick Robinson and I did a Chin Music podcast a couple of days ago about a weird week in Major League Baseball. You can scroll back and find that. Talking Sports with TK is available on all your major platforms. Wherever you get your podcast, please check it out. All right. Hope everybody has a wonderful long weekend. Tigers, Commodores, and the rest of the SEC play wrapping up as well. Thank you for listening. Please share this podcast with all of your friends. I'm Tommy Krysan. We'll talk to you.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.